Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord. Did everyone have a restful Christmas? Yeah, Diane did anyway. Well done, Diane. Does anyone feel happy in the new year? Yeah, come on. Is everyone looking forward to what God is going to be doing? Let's be honest, right? When we come out, just being real, is that when you come out of Christmas and New Year, all that kind of stuff, it's a bit of a downer, isn't it? You think so? It's like anti-climax and that, and then you've got to get all the wheels in motion again because you've been relaxing and chilling out and that. And so that's the place I've been in, and I just spoke to God a lot and listening to God. God, what are you saying to us this year? And just feel God saying, for Christmas, I've got a new pair of walking boots, a new pair of flip-flops, a new pair of slip-ons from different people. And I feel, God, you're speaking to me in that. It's like, so what he was saying, and the new walking boots are so much better. They're a little bit smaller, a little bit lighter, and they're wonderful to walk in. And the other new shoes, where's that leading me? Okay, what's God saying in that? What he's saying is, I don't want you jetting off to do something new. I don't want you veering out to other distractions and that. Keep doing what you're doing. Just renew yourself by having a break and enjoying the relaxation time. But keep going. Keep doing what you're doing, and more is going to unfold. So that kind of set the scene for me as I was listening to God. And then it was quite weird that one day last week, I woke up and I saw, you know, when you're drowsy, you're waking up, and I heard the words, roots and fruits and glory. And I heard it again, roots and fruits and glory. And I thought, where's that come from? It's not even a song or anything. And I realized that God was speaking to me, and sorry, Lord, but I went back to sleep. And then I kind of woke up, I don't know, an hour later or whatever, and I heard it again. Roots and the fruits and the glory. And then God took me into John 15 and started to unfold what that was all about. So John 15, you could read the whole lot in your own time, but the parts that were jumping out. I am the vine, said Jesus. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. That's already been prophesied this morning as we were praying, guys. By this, the Father is glorified. Yeah, so you want to glorify the Father, listen to the words just said. And then you will bear much fruit and prove that you are my disciples. I wonder that question at the start of the year. Have we actually proved to anybody that we are his disciples? I wonder, you know, if you're there right with Jesus right now and he's sitting there having a coffee, would he be saying to you, yeah, you proved it. You proved to everyone around you, you're one of my disciples. Would you be able to say that? And I want us to be able to say that this year. But it was God who started it. You know, he woke me up, the roots and the fruits and the glory. So we're going to unpack that now. And as Angela was saying, last year we saw God do so much with us. I believe that God is doing a special work with us, shaping us, molding us, doing things that may not be exactly what other churches are doing. Remember the word that is over us, that we're going to be a Maserati church. So we're not going to be a Rolls Royce, we're not going to be a Ferrari, but a Maserati is good in its own right. It's got a sound about it. You know, you ever heard of Harley Davidson? I mean, I don't like motorbikes. They're dangerous things. But you hear a Harley Davidson and the sound of it, it's like, so you just listen. You know, it's got power. It's got its own personality. And it's the same with a Maserati. A Maserati is built, they don't care, they don't advertise it, they don't care about any of that. We're going to do what we do. And it's got that sound, and that people that like cars, they love them. Well, God is doing something special with us. He started it last year, and maybe even a tad into the year before, and I believe that he's going to continue to do it this year. And he wants to make something great of us, something great with every single person in this room. So God is wanting to build greatness in your life. But the thing is do you believe that, guys? Do you believe that God wants to build greatness into you? Turn to the person next to you and say, God wants to build greatness into you this year. Yes, even you, Linda. Look at that. Do you believe that, though? Swaley, do you believe it? You're blessing everybody, yeah? Come on. Angela, do you believe it? Guys, I mean, honestly, do you believe it? Come on, otherwise, I'm just getting up here. I might as well go and have a cup of coffee now. But honestly, you know, it's like, do we believe that or not? I am really fed up. You know, let's do it positively. This country, our heritage, has given us something to be proud of. We are a Christian nation, just about. Yeah. So we're on the back of so many great people giving their lives, some burnt at the stake. You go back into the history of the church and see what was done to give us what we've got today. It's been amazing, the whole Pentecostal movement. Come on, let's get the Holy Spirit in the church. Praise God for all that. The charismatic movement, that's moving it right up lately. I'm reading a book about someone who's gone into Somalia. And I believe that there's probably only 10% of this church who could read that and be comfortable with it. That what they went through, should I say a little bit about it? It's so bad. It's so bad there. And they're amongst it. They're going from village to village where most people are either dead, where the children have died because of no food. There's a few adults, or the adults have given the kids the last bit of food where the adults die and then the kids are gradually dying. And they go from one village to another village. Christians, this is. Going out there to see if they could make a difference. And then they go in there with a car into the next village, and somehow they manage to get an airdrop, so they bring food into that village. And you know that the parents are running up with their babies to chuck the babies in the car. Please take my baby with you, because I don't want my baby to die. Dang, guys, it's Christianity. We have got it so easy in this country. So easy. Let's not take it for granted, guys. You know, when we have a snivel and we take time off, or there's little silly excuses, it's like, God, guys, don't you know that God sees? He sees where we are. And we're going to answer to that one day. I'm not even going to let you know what the book is, because there's other stuff in there that I couldn't even go to sleep last night when I was reading it. Been up half the night. I thought, what, today? This was a few years ago, not many, 10, 15, 20 years ago. But this stuff is still going on. We're so hidden from all this stuff. Us only, he goes out into the world, he knows something about what else goes on. We have got it so easy. We moan about this, we moan about that. This whole Christianity that we've inherited, that part about it, they've created in us. This is okay to whinge, it's okay to moan. Guys, we've got it easy. And let's do our part, guys, because God wants to do something great with us. We're making a difference in Odisha. I wasn't going to do it till later, but you saw the video there. That little village there. Imagine that your boy goes to the get some water, and people of another have got another god. I don't want to mention what he is anyway. So anyway, another god say, no, you can't, we've run out of water. So your boy goes down to the local watering hole, falls in, and he dies. Yeah. So I'm going to put a water well in that area where he said there. Yeah, we've got a backer that said, yes, I'll back that one. Not more yet. I'm not going to do that. But we're going to do that one in 2 weeks' time. That's going in, guys. 2 weeks' time. We are going to make a difference. Just give the Lord a round of applause. Come on. I'm asking you, yeah, almost begging you. If you know rich people, I'm not asking this church. We do a lot as it is. But if you know someone with money that would like to give to humanitarian aid stuff, let's get it going for them out there in India. Ask them to give. Some people would love to give to that before they die. Some people have got bag loads of money and they're looking at dying and thinking, what can I do with that? They can't take it with them. Something about getting older, you start to realise that you can't take what you've got with you. And then you start thinking, what on earth was life all about? What was I worried about that for? What was I worried about this for? Because so much of it doesn't matter. So much of it is worthless. It's going to be burnt up by fire. You can't take it. But every cup of water you've given to one person you help for Jesus, you're going to inherit a massive inheritance for all eternity. Yeah, so you invest in now for them. Let's be a church that does that, guys. Okay, so we're into it. What is it? What does it mean then, the roots, the fruits, and the glory? Well, what does that mean in God? Well, the roots are the source of all goodness, aren't they? They are in plants and they are with Jesus. And then the fruits are the things that start to grow, because you get your roots right, the goodness comes, it's going to grow fruit. It's going to grow fruits. Things are going to happen because of it. And then the glory for in Jesus, as we saw last year, God doing so much. The glory is the outshining of Jesus through each one of us in our little worlds, in what God has called us to do. We're not all called to go abroad, but we are called to share Jesus in the places that God has placed us. And that's what God wants for us, the glory to come this year. Is anyone up for the glory? Say glory. Come on. And so the roots, how do we get our roots right? What does that mean? Well, this is where God took me to that word there, abide in me, it says in John 15. Abide in me. And that's where it all comes from. Being great in God is not about trying to impress God. It's not about trying to look good in front of others or doing other things. It's all about coming to Him, abiding in Jesus. It's us in Him and Him in us. You think about that long enough, you think, wow, I am in Christ and Christ is in me. It's a oneness, it's a joint. Better than any joint that a carpenter can do, we are one with Him. And abiding means to remain. It means to stay in that place and dwell, to be present with God all the time, to be with Him. And allowing God to establish Himself, Jesus to establish Himself in our hearts, so that He becomes one with our soul, that we are one together with Him. And we become aware of His influence in our life, of His power in our daily lives. As we go about doing things, we know that Christ is in me, working in me and through me. So let me ask you this question. Are you aware of Christ in you? Are you aware of what He's doing inside on a daily basis? Read Brother Lawrence. What is it called? It's the Practicing the Presence of God. Oh my word, what a life-changing book. Are you aware that when you speak and you need it, Christ will give you the words to say? Do you experience that? Or when you think and you need wisdom because you don't understand, people that are going through exams, we say to them, ask Jesus. Ask Jesus and He will give you the answers. He will help you. I know someone that was going to get thrown out of a university because his dissertation wasn't good enough. He prayed that prayer, prayed with that. He went on to pass it, and then he went on to become a professor. I know, because it was my brother. And it was just amazing. And so are you aware that when you make a mistake, God doesn't care about us making mistakes. Do you know that? He does care about us fearing. There's a bit in the Bible that says He really doesn't. He hates people who fear. If you're living in fear, that's not where God wants you. When we make a mistake, God's going to turn all things for those who love Him. So we should be the most adventurous, the most risk-taking people there are, because God is going to turn it round for those who love Him. Amen? And then, are you aware of God comforting you? Yeah, we've all made mistakes. It's all gone wrong. We can either spend our life beating ourselves up, or we can just accept the fact that Jesus died for that. I'm set free again to become something better, become something more. And so being abiding in Jesus is daily becoming aware of His presence, hearing His voice, and then saying, yes, God, whatever Your will is, I will do that. And then reading His word. To hear what He has got to say to each one of us. We need to know His word. If we know his word, we'll know his ways. And then we'll start to hear his voice amongst all the other voices out there. So at the beginning of this year, I wonder how many have taken my advice. That cuts us short on this. I have ministered and mentored many people. I have mentored the same people that listen to my voice and do nothing, and they're in the same place 20, 30 years later. I've ministered to people that are just coming in, and within 6 months, their lives are turned around. But, well, it's not because of me. I listen to others. I get input from others, and I build it in. That's what discipleship is all about. And that's what I want for you guys, that we're all on that, so that in 2 years, 5 years' time, this is going to be an amazing place. We're discipling so many more, and that we've moved on so much in our faith. But we need to read the Bible. How many have started to read the Bible in a year? I put two versions up. Go into YouVersion, and you can download it for yourself and transform your life. I've been doing it for 30 years now. Read through the Bible 30 times. You'd think, well, you should know it by now. Every time I visit that, it's fresh, it's new, because the Spirit of God that wrote it speaks to me fresh every time that I read it. Amen? Come on. Amen? Come on. You didn't say amen, because many of you haven't. Let's be honest. Come on. You know, we sludgily, we go into Christmas and think, oh, you know, and then we slowly come down. All the calls have stopped, and it's really hard to get them going again. Don't miss that one, guys. Get reading your Bible. It all comes out of God's word. Someone said to me yesterday, I just can't, I'm not hearing God. Well, if you're not reading the Bible, that's where we start, guys. Come on. And so abiding in Jesus is like receiving a painting. They're so beautiful. It's so wonderful, so perfect in every way. It's like, wow, how did someone give that to me? Well, I've got it. And now I've got to stick it on the wall when I go to put it on the wall. And it looks so splendid, so wonderful. I realise that everything's got to change. Doors have got to come down. Walls have got to come down. I've got to redecorate. I've got to make this thing be seen. So walls do come down. And I've got to get new furniture that actually glorifies it. It looks well with that picture. It's so splendid. And this is how it looks when we receive Jesus, that our lives have to transform totally, so that we can reflect him, so that we can see him, take things out that are not honouring to him, take things away that are hiding Jesus. I wonder what things that we've got in our lives that are hiding Jesus, the hidden sins, the things we give our lives to that absolutely mean nothing in light of eternity. God wants to remove all that, so Jesus becomes the splendor that we shine out. That's where the glory's going to come, when we shine out Jesus, when we show Jesus that picture, not some crappy old thing with, you know, this is what my life was all about. We've all had that stuff. I could sit here and bellyache for a year about the pain I've been through and the things, the mistakes I've made. This was my life. Who cares? Jesus died for me. I'm free, and I can be all that God has created me to be. Clean sheet, new start, new year, new me. Come on, Lord. That's my heart. Is that what you want, guys? Or do you want to be in there? Kick it into touch. But why is Jesus so beautiful? Because of all that he's done for us on the cross. For all that he's doing for us every day, transforming us into his likeness. I so like myself now compared to what I was a few years ago. And God's been talking to me about that stuff. Come on. And all that Jesus is doing now, preparing eternity that we can spend eternity with him. And so that's what God wants to do for us this year, guys. Remove all the clutter, everything, so that we start to reflect his glory out there. Now, his problem is we have the devil, and he wants to fill our mind with other stuff, the disappointments, sins in our life, the put-downs, the negative stuff that's been put over our life, distractions, all that stuff. And if we focus on that, we will never overcome any mountain in our life. You don't overcome mountains by focusing on the mountain. You focus on Jesus. His glory, His wonder, His splendor. We focus on Him, and all of a sudden our mountain that was massive becomes so small because our God becomes big. And we get the power to overcome. You focus on what is rubbish. You focus on that. If your life is a mess right now, focus on that stuff, and your life's really going to be a mess by the end of this year. That's the way it is. So God said, focus on the new. Focus on Jesus and abide with Him. You know, God has been so good to me. I don't know about you. We focus on Him and all He is. He's been faithful to me when I haven't been faithful. It doesn't happen often, but something, you know, a swear word might come out, or I forget to do something, or I'm in a sauna and God says, witness to that guy. And I said, God, I just haven't got the energy. Yeah, so I'm not free of that stuff. And God is so faithful. He's so patient with me. He's so gentle with me. And I'm sure He is with you. But remember, He is good. Focus on what He has created in you, what He has done in you, what He will be doing in you. Focus on the gifts He's placed in you. Let's press into what He is doing in us right now. So let's abide with Him. And abiding means also that we just spend time. We carve out that bit of time. I wonder how many of us have done that. That we've decided, yes, I'm going to spend this time with God every day. If you don't set that time, let me tell you now, it's not going to happen. We set that time every day. I know I've got mine, but we spend devotional time with Him. And God is calling us to be that, a praying church. We pray with people always. We pray together as a church. We pray with people when they've got difficulties. We pray with people when they're sick. We pray with people when they've got things that they just need us by the side. So someone phones up, finish it with a phone call, that we bring Christ into it, that we bring Him into it. God is calling us to be a praying church. Around the world right now, God is calling His people to be a praying people, that we would pray extraordinary prayers. Extraordinary. That means an ordinary prayer, yeah, but with something extraordinary. It means you pray with gusto. It means you pray with zeal. It means you pray with life. It means you pray with fire. We all ask for the Holy Spirit, but do we put water on His Holy Spirit, or do we let it catch fire? Because God wants us to be a fiery people. Come on. When we started 2 years ago to pray like that, I know it's on Zoom, but actually God honors that and He blesses it. We pray with fervence there. And it's since then prayers that God has started to turn us around and do amazing things in our life. And the main thing, I think, that God was doing. So as we've been praying like that, we've started to see the fruits come out. We've started to see God doing special things in our life. Firstly, the presence of God is upon us amazingly. The prophetic comes out so often now. Every time we have a prayer meeting, the prophetic is proclaimed. We started to plant a church from nowhere. And now look at Basildon, it's flourishing. It's another family like us there, and it won't be the last. Last year, we appointed elders here in this church and in Basildon as well. We had an amazing youth camp last year with our own speakers. Well, our Lauren and our Sam got up there. We didn't need anyone else to come. Was that a big wall down? You know, Lauren, she gets up earlier, right? And she's stuck with things to say. It's called humility, guys. I have seen Lauren grow so much in the last year. Yeah, she's fervent. She turns up for the prayer meetings. What she does for Luca is absolutely amazing. I applaud her as a mum. I say to other mums, look what Lauren is doing. She'll bring Luca in on the prayer meetings, and he hasn't got quite there to pray yet, but it's coming. It's coming. She has come so far. She gets up in there to host as well with us. This is, and it all comes out of just killing the fear. Delvina this morning said to me, she said, Clyde, my biggest fear is doing the worship on my own, because you've always seen her up there with Esther. Esther's ill, can't be here, so she's had to do it on her own. And wasn't she good, guys? Big round of applause there. Come on. Yeah. And your encouragement when someone is stepping out like that will mean that we can grow so many people from fear that God doesn't like that into stepping out and going, well, so what? If I make a mistake, so what? God will turn it around for good. That's it. That's our heart, guys. He's there for us. Can I hear a hallelujah for that? That was only because I've completely lost my place. I don't know where I am. There you go. What else have we done? So we had the summer weekend together, or the Well Weekend, or the Well Festival. You call it what you want, but it's such a great time together. We baptized 11 people last year. We had countless miracles. One of the ones, countless. Every week we see miracles here. And one of them that comes to mind for me was I was sitting there in the log cabin, and there's Tony's son, Josh, who's kind of hobbling up to the log cabin. And I'd heard through the grapevine he couldn't work properly, he couldn't sleep properly for a few months because he'd hurt himself. Came in, he'd set up an osteopath that afternoon to go there to get his back hopefully sorted. And he thought, you know what, I'm going to try Jesus first. There it is right there. So he came and said, Clive, it's all right if you pray. And I went, of course it is. We did a very short little prayer, prayed in Jesus' name be healed, and he got completely healed. He said, a tiny bit of pain left. And as he walked back to go back to work, no limp, no nothing. Just amazing, amazing. But this is what we expect all the time now. God doing stuff with us. And also we've raised up more preachers. There'll be more to come. More worship bands. Teachers in groups. We are encouraging everyone. And new leaders as well. A younger set of leaders rising up. Because I'm not getting any younger. And that, both here and in Basildon. These are the things that God is doing amongst us. And then we started praying Psalm 2, 7 and 8. This says this, ask of me and I'll give the nations to you. And so we started to pray that. And suddenly we realized something's going on with Haresh. And we started to build relationship and get to know him and his family. And then suddenly God reminded me of one of my favorite verses that God keeps speaking over to me, that we will be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You see, I've always had it, we're going to be a biblical church. We've got to have a witness here, in our families, further abroad, and then into other countries. And suddenly it started to happen. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, Haresh has now got a charity called the Well Ministries India with his next-door neighbour and friend, Rakesh. And there's, 10 other leaders apart from him that I was speaking to yesterday, bringing vision to yesterday, helping them to go to the next step, helping them to make disciples, advance the kingdom and plant churches out in India. And it all come out of our prayer, guys. God is doing an amazing thing. We gave school bags to 160 children just before Christmas. School bags. 40 of them orphans are now got clothes for this year because of your prayer and your generosity. God is doing so much amongst us. And so God is calling us, guys, to dig deep roots, abide in Jesus for 2024, and start receiving the life of God into our hearts afresh. And see the fruits grow. Last year we saw God doing so much with each one of us. Verse 8 says that as we abide in Jesus and do what the Word of God says, that's why we need to know it, so that we do what He says, ask and it will be done. God, wouldn't you do that? Is there a prayer that you want asked? It's a promise that God will do it. Yeah, if we're walking with Him. But then it says, and then it glorifies the Father. And so what He's telling us there is that God knows what we want. But when we read His Word, when we come into line with His Word, when we do His will, His way, we obey Him, and we ask for things, then God loves to do it because it glorifies Him. It glorifies Him. That's what God wants to see with our lives this year, that we've given over to doing what God has called us to do so that we outshine Jesus and glorify Him. And so the key is this, is to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying and then do what the Holy Spirit's saying. So we will continue having four mornings of prayer every morning. We will continue with doing prayer and fasting in a couple of weeks' time. Please get involved, be part of that. If you want to see God move in your life, then be part of that prayer and fasting to go to the council chambers. What a privilege. And I encourage every person in here to find someone you can disciple. It might be a family member. It might be a friend. It might be someone like me that I met down at the gym. Alex, who came for two of these things. We met up there and he loved it because I'm showing him the Bible very simply. And then he came into Alpha. He's come out of Alpha. His wife is now interested. They were here at the Christmas services. And he's going to come into our meeting that we're going to do on Thursday nights. For those who want to come in on that, everybody's welcome. We're going to teach people the Bible and how to share it with others and find someone that you can disciple as well. And it's great to see people like Sam already doing it. Lauren's getting on that as well. She's doing it with others, with Jess. And it's just wonderful. Angela as well doing it. Many of us are doing it. I've got Lucas, who was the grumpiest guy in the world, and he still is. But he knows everyone. He knows all the restaurant owners in Islington. They all go to him. And he has a right laugh of him. He is grumpy, but that's his humour. Yeah, but we've now become friends. I was there yesterday for an hour, just talking about business, talking about life. But in it, we had a 10-minute Bible study and then talked about that afterwards. Guys, I just encourage you to go ahead and find someone. And the fact that we've got Simon Holly coming in, the guy is the top guy for us. You know, he's got thousands under him. And a worldwide kind of like ministry where he's been around the world and he's going to start teaching us what he's learned in that. He's going to imagine that. He's coming to us. I'll say, Duncan's been asking him for a long time. Sorry, Duncan, if you ever watch this, because you probably won't. But he's been asking him for years. And Simon said, I'd love to, but I'm too busy. All of a sudden, I was sitting there with Sam and someone else. Simon comes over and says, do you want me to come to your church? It's like, really? Anyway, 28th. I know it's in Basildon, but the price here was far too much for us guys for later service. Come, make sure you're there. It will transform your life. Okay, so very quickly, let's have a taste of what God is going to be doing with us this year. Yeah, we're going to be out on the streets again regularly, just witnessing, praying for people to... praying for healings, signs, wonders, miracles, sharing the gospel, getting it out there in this area. We're going to have a youth weekend in a few months' time where we will have our own speakers again. We've got men's and ladies' breakfasts again that we do in Basildon now because it's cheaper and we can get a speaker in. And you've got the same speaker that we had at last year's weekend away, Jazz. Colin Potter's daughter. The ladies have got her coming in a few weeks' time. Can't wait for that one. We will have the well weekend. We've got people to baptise for that. We're going to keep helping the London Hub grow. That's us and Trinity and a few other churches. And we will be planting more churches out of that one as well. And we're committed to every person in this room that we will help you. Like Delvina, I say, come on, Del, you've got it in you. You can do it. The voice is there. You just got to get that confidence. We're there for you. There's an opportunity. There's a responsibility. And look how she feels now. Wonderful. She's done it. She's overcome her fear. Well done, Del. Well done. But that's what we want for every single person. Whatever God has placed in you, we will give you the opportunity to move forward. And not all of you will, I'm sorry to say that. But some of you are going to get it. You're going to allow God to set your heart on fire. Think, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. At last, I've seen sense. I don't want to be caught up in the world. And all that it's going to give me, I want to do what God has called me to do. And that's what we want. And then there's the groups, the heart of the church. If you're not part of a group, please get part of a group. It's where you will grow more than you cannot be a Christian on your own growing. It doesn't work that way. We need each other to help each other, to love each other, to build each other up, to be with each other when it goes wrong and when it goes well as well. It's all part of it. So be part of that. And we're going to continue to partner with Haresh, with the Well Ministries in India. And what you saw there is the first part, that we have put it out there to others. We are now piggybacking on the back of Andy Robinson's Waymaker charity, that we've got someone that will give to humanitarian aid. And we now, through your prayers, we are still part of it. It is the Well Ministries India, after all. We are now putting a water well in for, and that's the first one. Yeah, then we've got other things. We want to help them do business. Imagine this, yeah? So just a couple of sewing machines, right, a couple of £100 for them, all of a sudden, they're self-sustaining. They've got a business that can sustain each church. We're going to be helping them with that. Very easy for us, very difficult for them. And so God is doing so much, guys. I believe that if we open our hearts and just dedicate ourselves to read some of his word, ditch the things that this world wants to catch you up in. Yeah, if God wants you doing them, all the rest will be added as well. But let's do what God is asking us to do, guys. Let's be the Maserati church.